We were learning this hemshech of the sugya. Ahu haramah, there was a guy that had a solik v'achol psachim Yerushalayim that would go up and eat Pesach in Yerushalayim. Amar k'siv, the pasuk says kol b'necher lo yochabo, that a guy cannot eat from the carbon pesach. Kol ar lo yochabo, a non-circumcised person cannot eat from the carbon pesach. Ben ana ha'achil mishufrei shufrei, and I eat from the best of the best. Amar le Rabbeinu Maseiros, so Rabbeinu Maseiros said to him, Mikasafalach me'alya, did they give you from the tail? Amar le'loi, he said no. Kisalkas la'asam, so when you go back up there, emaluhu, say to them, safili me'alya, give me from the tail. Kisalik la'asam, when he went up there, emaluhu, safili, I'm sorry, kisalik amarluhu, he said to them, me'alya safili, did you give me from the tail? Amar le'i, right? It's like this, you know, guys, imagine like one of the guys, you know, you're hanging out and like someone says like something really awkward. You know, there's everyone's having a good time, and suddenly there was like, you know, way to kill the laughter. You know what I'm saying? Like silence in the room. Like, what? What'd you just say? Huh? You know, like, you know, did you just ask for the tail? Right? So that's what the Gemara says. Kisalik amrlu me'al yasafali amrle al yilagavoya salka. What are you talking about? That's awkward. The tail goes in and is burned by the onto the mizbeach. Or basically, you should know, as I'm sure many of you do, that not all tails are burned. It depends what type of animal you're being makriv, like Rashi says, right? The keves hayav al yasa kreva legavay dechsev keves al yatmima, right? So now you all remember the difference of a keves. So the Gemara says, Amalei ma amaluhu. They say, whoa, slow down. Where are you from? Like, you sound like a real out of towner. No offense to all the out of towners. You sound like a real, you know, that was like really awkward. Amrulay, man, Amrulay. By the way, New York and New Jersey is becoming out of town. Everyone's leaving New York and New Jersey after this election. So I didn't say which town was out of town. So Amrulay, man, Amrulay. Amrulay, Rabbi Yudah Maseir was one who said, Amrulay, I had to come on. How's that possible? Bodku Basrei, so they checked into Vashkuchu Daramahu, the Kutlu, and they found out that he was a guy. And they killed him. So Rashi says the Hemshech of the Gemara is that it's another case of checking into a guy. And as we said yesterday, some Sefer says, no, it all emanated out of the idea of a person speaking in a certain language that Rabbi Yudah Maseira was able to be makfid on, was able to pick up upon and to see from the nature of this guy's language. Ellie Rose, what's going on with Harris? All right, we'll talk afterwards. I don't want to interrupt you. So the Gemara says that's the story. So the Shaila is, Rabbi Yisai, as I mentioned to you yesterday, is what in the world? Why is this guy killed? Like, okay, he's a rabble rouser. He's not a good guy, but like mechatesi that we can mamish kill the guy. Where did that come from? So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Yud Dalet brings a machlokes rishonim. This din de orais, Rabbi said, the pasuk in Parshas Bo, that says, kol aro kol ben nechar bo lo yochal bo. Right? Is that, who's the iser on, Rabbi said? So, the pashtus, Rabbi said, if I would ask you before the sugya, who would you say the iser is on? From the pasuk.
The eater.
That would have been my svara. The problem is, Rabbi Sai, is we don't usually have chiyuvim and mitzvahs that apply to goyim. And kol ben necharbo is applicable to a goyim. So the simplest solution, which most rishonim have and assume, is that it's an iser to allow for a goy to eat, but the iser is not on the oichel. The iser is on the ma'achil. Rabbi said, this is something very important for before Pesach. These are halachas that apply, Mirtz Hashem. Should be this year, to the Karban Pesach. That which there are people that midoraisa cannot partake in the Karban Pesach. Is that a chiyuv on the bailam of the Karban Pesach to make sure that they don't eat it? But the person who eats it obviously is not violating any iser, or is that the pashtus of the mikra that it's on the eater. So Rabbi said the smag is of the opinion, and the pashtus is that he disagrees with the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch writes, Shaloi lahachil mi besar pesach lager v'losayshav. To not feed to a goy the basar ha-pesach. But that means it's an isser on the Yisrael. Me, one of my chiyuvim of the Karban Pesach is not to feed it to a goy. Masha Inke and Rabbi said the smag is the one who assumes that you read the pasuk kipshuto, that the isser is on the oichel, that if a person is not circumcised, or if he's a non-Jew, he has an isser de oraisa to eat from the Karban Pesach. Rabbi Isai, what's the problem with that? Where's the mocker? So, the Menachas Chinuch says, the Pashup Shat in our Gemara, in Psochem Adav Gamol Mabiz, right, is a riot to the Smag Shita. The fact that we killed the Goy and held the Goy responsible for eating from the Korban Pesach shows us that the way to read the Isser of Shalo Yochol Arel Kol Ben Nechar Bo Kol Ben Nechar Bo is going on the eater and not the feeder. Because that's why he was put to death. He was held responsible. So Rabbi Isai, already coming out of our sugya, is an unbelievable chiddush of the smag, to learn a pasuk in Parshas Bo, how to learn the isser of non-Jews eating from the Karban Pesach.
It's a chiv misa?
Oh, so that's what we have to get to. So that's clearly what the Gemara said. He was killed. Yeah, David. But even before you get to Gichi of Misa, Yosef, he for sure was held responsible. So you see, like the smog from our sugya. Yeah, David. I'll get to you in a second, Yosef.
The Gemara says, the pasuk says Ger Toshav. Is that a nakamina between other types of Gayan?
No, it's even. It's even.
Oh, okay.
Meaning, even though he accepts the Shev Mitzvah Nayach, it doesn't matter. He's still a guy at the end of the day. There are some there are distinct practical implications between goyim that accept Shev Mitzvah Nayach and those that don't. That's called a Ger Toshav, but at the end of the day, they're not Jews. They're not a Ger Tzedek. Okay,
Rabbi, the Smag says that the Isser is not to feed it to a non-Jew, but the non-Jew is still punished for eating it.
No, the Smag says the Isser is the non-Jew to eat.
Oh, okay, fine.
The Sefer HaChinuch disagrees with the Smag. The Sefer HaChinuch writes, Shalo lahachil mi basar pesach leger ulesoyshev. Who's that?
Okay.
But right? So the ger is a ger toyshev, and a toyshev is one who doesn't accept all of Zion Mitzvah Noach, but rather the Sefer HaChinuch says, Vatoshev hu adam min ha'umos, someone from the Goyish world, shekibo alav shalo alav urezara v'ochel neveilas. He expected not to be oivet av urezara, but he's going to be Ochel and the Velas.
Rebbe.
And as Sachir, he says, is Ger Shemal Velo Tovo. But that's still Goy? Yeah.
Isn't it, like, it seems kind of like strange to say that a Jew could potentially not be over any Asura Melis Deraisa for giving it to the guy, and just the guy is going to be have an issue.
You want to know, am I overlift Ne'iv Elisita Mechshol? Is that what you're asking?
I mean that also fits in, but I was just thinking that it's strange to say that.
Not necessarily, like, because if the Torah said that there's an isser for a goy to eat the Karban Pesach, so that's an isser for the goy to eat the Karban Pesach. The Smag says, who says that it has anything to do with me?
Right, but then it would still be. But then what Rebbe's saying about with Ne'iver,
would it be left Ne'iver Leisite Mechshol? Would it be left Ne'iver? So. Let's see. Does Lift Ne'ivir Lisita Mechshol apply to Goyim? What do you say, David?
Yes.
You have a riot?
What is Zara love?
Thank you. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. So David, who learns Night Seder Givaldic last year, Avod Zara Davov, tells us that Lift Ne'ivir applies to Goyim. The Sefer HaChinuch himself writes that it only applies to Jews. Good. That's a good kasha. It's for another time. He doesn't mean that as the Minchas Chinuch asks on him. So L'chaira, the Jew would be over Lif Ne'iv L'Sitei Mechshol if it was Treiv or Denara. I mean, the only way that the Goy could get into my house is I unlock the door. and it was inaccessible without me. But if it's chadiv or denara, I don't violate lifnei iver lizi demichshol. Okay, got it, guys. We're good. Anyone else have questions?
Yeah, how does the smog get around the fact that this is not one of the shevim name? It's when they know. So he's saying there's an eight.
Beautiful. So it says the Minchas Chinuch, you might have a raya from the Gemara and Psachim on the Gimel and Beis, and it might help out with the reading of our Gemara, but that just shifts the question, says the Minchas Chinuch. So the Gemara and Psachim Dav Gimel and Beis doesn't make any sense. Where did the Gemara and Psachim Dav Gimel and Beis get it from? And how does this, apply to one of the chiyuvim of the Bnei Noach if it's not listed at all in the Shevim Mitzvah Bnei Noach, as all of you are asking? So it says the Minchas Chizkul, Chayar Yesh, Remez Raya L'smag D'goy Ba'atzma B'tzuva, from Gemara, Psochem, Gimel, and the Beis, but at the end of the day, Avala Das HaSmag, D'hu Atzma Muzer Al Zev, Azar Ozan Zum, and Erach, Yimisosan, and anything that they're Muzer, they're killed for, but it's not in the Shevin Mitzvei Noyach. Because, says the Minchas Chinuch, we already find in the Gemara in Sanhedrin itself that the Gemara asks, why doesn't it list off certain other mitzvahs? And the Gemara says, on Daf Nun Ches, what's the Gemara on Daf Nun Ches? Everybody say, you guys looked it up? This is the Shev Mitzvah Noach Sugyus. So what did the Gemara say? The Gemara says, "Bekum ve'esi leika chashivi." The Gemara wanted to know why the Gemara didn't, why the in a list of the seven lists, it didn't list what? It didn't list dinim. And you have to set up courts. What's the din of dinim, Rabbi Isai, that Shev Mitzvah Noach is obligating? What?
They have to have a normal court system. Sorry.
The Gemara asks, why didn't it list that he can't keep Shabbos? Right? That's the Gemara. Over Gachavish Shabbos Chayev Misa Shenemar V'Yoyim V'Layla Lo Yishbosu. We learn safer in Parshas Bereishis that a goy cannot keep Shabbos. Everyone know that, Rabbi Isai? Then Isser the rights of our goy to keep Shabbos. Even if he keeps Monday for Shabbos intentions. So the Gemara says, so let it be included in the Zion Mitzvah Nayach. What does that mean? The Gemara was saying that the Shev Mitzvei Noach is including chiyuvim which are sheva al tase. But over here, it's a chiyuv to be kum ve'ese. Why is it a chiyuv to be kum ve'ese, Rabbi Isai? To be active? Why is goy sheshavas a chiyuv to be active?
Because if he's not active, he's keeping Shabbos.
So then what's the Torah requiring the guy to do?
Malacha.
Everybody say, you guys remember that? You guys ever told you about this Shaila with Shmuel Salant when he was the Rabbi Rashi of Yerushalayim? There was a Yid that began the Geirus process. And in the Geirus process, there's stages. You first do the Mila, then you do the Tvila. And you have to be mekabel mitzvahs also at each point, right? At the tefillah for sure. Right? And you have to know beforehand that he's going to be mekabel mitzvahs. So there was a person who was in the process of geirus. He did already the first stage. He did the milah. And then what happened? It was Shabbos. So what's the shaila?
He has to break Shabbos, huh?
He has to break Shabbos, but he started the geirus process.
Gave this shot on your shul the cone on Shalosh Shabbos.
I gave this shir?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
So Gvaldik. So Tzvi, what's the Eitzah? Guys, you guys, whoever is playing music, can you mute that?
know, the fork in his pocket, right?
Oh, beautiful. So Rav Yaakov Ettlinger said either the fork in the pocket or he had a better etzah. He said, wear tzitzis. Why should you wear tzitzis? Guys, who is that? Who is that?
I guess
someone
the guy's not.
He walked away from his computer. That's awkward. All right. Oh my gosh.
I want to call him out.
What?
I see that two people are not muted, but I want to call them out.
You text them, please?
You need to learn patience during this Aseres Yemei Teshuva. It's testing.
No, no, no. Cool them out. Cool them out.
No, no, no. Don't. 100%. 100%. Okay, good. Now it's good. So, Chevra. So, what did Shmuel Salon say? What did Yaakov Ettlinger say? He said to wear tzitzis. If you're not chayv in tzitzis, Rabbi Yisai, so then what? So tzitzis is an addition. It's not a beged. It's a masui. So it's like carrying, like Avi's saying. And if you are already considered a yid, like there's a mashmos and a rajma and yavamas, davayin aleph, that says already at the time of Mila, you already a miktsas yid. So that's why you didn't want to be machal Shabbos. So it's tzitzis. So then he's not going to be carried. Got it? It's a nice chap. Good. But according to some paiskim, you should light a match. Right, we tell Gerim in the process that they shouldn't fully keep Shabbos because it's a shaila of Goyshe Shabbos. So the Gemara says so it's lo kachashe because it was kum ve'ese. So the Minchas Chinuch already is v'chadish. So you see that there are some chiyuvim on a b'nei noach that for whatever reason, they weren't counted in the Shev Mitzvei Noach. So fundamentally, what's the Minchas Chinuch saying? According to the Smag, there's more than Shev Mitzvei Noach. And for whatever reason, the Chazal decided not to say it. Because this Isser of Kol Ben Neichar Lo Yoichabo is only Shayech Bizman HaMikdash Ubir Yerushalayim. And it's not always eternally obligatory. It's not like the other seven Mitzvei Noach that are universal and that are always applicable, and therefore they didn't want to add it. But according to this pshat, in our Gemara and Psachim, according to the Smag, there's more than no then it says, perhaps there is a seven Noahite law that this is violating, but it has nothing to do with the sheet of the smog. Yeah.
Sorry, my Wi-Fi is a bit choppy.
Yeah.
But isn't he stealing? Isn't the guy stealing?
Oh, beautiful. He took words right out of my mouth. Excellent. Says the Minchas Chinuch, you don't have to hold shot in this Gemara is like the smog. But rather, says the Minchas Chinuch, od nira lefiani azdaiti. According to the Shita of Rashi in Kiddushin and in Baba Kama, Rabbi Yisai, this is a major machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, whether or not Kodshim Kalim, which is a certain type of carbon, Rabbi Yisai, does anyone know what type of carbon is Kodshim Kalim, Rabbi Yisai?
Nechalim.
What?
You could get eaten outside the Kalim.
Right. So what's an example of Kodshim Kalim, guys? Shlomim. Carbon Pesach. These are all Kodshim Kalim. They're allowed to be eaten where? Everybody said, where do you have to eat the Karban Pesach?
In Yerushalayim, outside.
Yerushalayim. What's an example of Kodshei Kodshim, guys?
Those, Tommy.
What?
Katos.
Katos, Oila. Where does that have to be eaten?
In Beis Hamikdash.
Where in the Beis Hamikdash? Good.
No.
In the Azara. Has to be eaten in the Azara. So this is Kodshim Kalim. Kodshim Kalim says Rashi that after Shechita, the Bailim are allowed to eat it, but it's what? It's the Chelek of Momon Gavoa. It's owned by Hektish. So therefore what? So therefore, according to Rashi, when this guy ate from a carbon that he really wasn't registered for, so what did he do? He stole from Hektish. Im kenere de im goy euchel kachim kalm shlomem moy pesach over gamken al gezel. Ki ben noyach mitzuba al gezel, mali gezel head, yo gezel gavoa. And gezel, Rabbi Yisai, is one of the what?
Sheva mitzvah ben noach.
Is one of the Sheva mitzvah ben noach. And we know by the Sheva mitzvah ben noach, Rabbi Yisai, the Gemara in Sanhedrin in the seventh parak tells us that even gezel, even stealing money, as harasan zui misasan, when a guy rebels against the seven mitzvah ben noach, he's killed for doing so. So therefore, this guy, even if you don't hold like the Smag, even if you hold like the Chinuch or the Rambam, that the Yisr by Korban Pesach is on the Yisrael, not on the guy, but still this guy would be killed in our Gemara because he stole money from the Beis HaMikdash.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
Quick Shaila, how can we make it more strict for Goyim than ourselves regarding stealing?
So that's a good Shaila. Tosis asked that Kash in Chulin and in Sanhedrin. Taisa says there's no problem. Again, there only is a problem of me. That's what's called mi'ikamidi. Mi'ikamidi de legoyim asurim uli Yisrael mutarim. So that's only a problem if we don't carry the iser. But the fact that they have a more severe punishment, that doesn't bother us as long as we're obligated in that halacha. Okay?
Rabbi.
Yeah.
If you hold that the feeder is going to be Chayav Misa, so how do you explain our Gemara?
No one holds that the Chfeeder is going to be Chayav Misa. The Shaila is when the Torah says that a Ben Nechar can't eat, is that an Isser on the feeder, the Yisrael? It's on the eater.
So the answer, the alternative answer that you just gave would help us understand how the Minchas Chinuch would, the Sefer Chinuch would answer up our Gemara.
Exactly.
And the guy who fed it to him would still be liable for something?
I mean, in this case, he was totally by accident. Like they thought he was a Jew. But yeah, in theory, you know, does he have to do tshuva for, I mean, I think it was ba'inus, but like, in theory, let's say he was in on it. Let's say that wasn't the story over here, but let's say he was in on it and he knew that he was a guy and he fed it. So then, yeah, he would have to do tshuva for that. Yeah.
Maybe this guy.
What?
The opinion which you just said before, where eating is considered stealing, who said that?
The Minchas Chinuch said that to defend the other Rishonim that don't hold like the Smag, to explain our Gemara. Right, that's the other option, the other alternative in our Gemara. Yeah, Judah.
Didn't we say yesterday that? Regarding the Korban Pesach, we care more about like it being finished than, you know, each person having a kezias.
No, we said Korban Pesach is unique that it has both elements. Every other we contrasted the Korban Pesach to the Lechem Aponim, which the Gemara said it'd be sufficient if the Kohanim got less than a kezias, because there it's just a chiyuv that it should be ne'echal as opposed to each person having a chiyuv. Maisa Achila on the Gavra. Okay?
Never mind.
So Rabbi Yisai, however you slice it, Rabbi Yisai, it comes out that you have to say something in this Gemara, unless you just take the other option, which is the Gemara's whole Avdafka. And this guy was, he violated one of the other Shemiz Menayach, and they killed him for another reason. Does anyone know where that comes up, Rabbi Yisai? This discussion and this type of suggestion? There's a fascinating machloikas between the Rambam and the Ramban, just as an aside, how to understand the story with Yaakov and Levi and Shimon when they killed all of Shechem. So some of the Rishonim held that they were actually Chayav Misa for not setting up courts and for not doing things appropriately. And the Ramban says, no, Shimon and Levi killed them all because they violated one of the other Shemitz Bnei Noach. They were probably Avdei Avodah Zarah also. That's why they were killed. And it wasn't specifically because of a transgression that they did specifically now. So one could possibly suggest, the Mishnah Chinuch also says, maybe the story in our Gemara was that this guy happened to be not just a person who tricks Jews, and you know, but maybe he was violating one of the other Shemitz Bnei Noach. But I don't think you need to come on to that, Rabbi Yisai. I think the suggestion about Gezel is a good suggestion, and that could be why he's Chayav Misa over here. Or according to the Smag, because he ate the Karm Pesach, and then you just have to be mechadish that there's not only seven Noahite laws. Yeah, David.
According to
the Minchas Chinuch defending everyone against the smag. So when he's quoting the psukim, he's quoting them as saying, oh, the Jews aren't supposed to feed it to me, but I was still able to eat it.
Jews are not supposed to feed it according to the Sefer HaChinuch. And yeah, the Pashtus is that there's no Isser that said to the Goy at all.
Right. So he was just saying like, oh, they weren't supposed to do it, but I still got it.
Right.
Okay.
Rabbi said, how do you say that it was that, how do you say like the Shita of the Smag that it's Nitztave to the Goy, right? This is the Minchas Chinuch asks, Lematzinu, right? Where's the pasuk that instructs anything to the Goy? So just to add, in the Shita of the Smag, Rabosai, it is interesting, and some of the footnotes on the Minchas Chinuch point this out, that when was this Isser said, Rabosai? When was this Isser Nischadish? In Parshas what?
Bo.
Parshas Bo. There's a major discussion amongst the Rishonim, Rabosai. What was the status of Klal Yisrael before Maimed Har Sinai? Were we Goyim or were we Bnei Noach? Major discussion. It's a machlokas Rishonim. It's a whole essay of the Parshas Drachim and the Mishnah Melech. He's the Mishnah Melech. He discusses this. It's a major machlokas Rishonim, the Ramban and Parshas Emor. What was the status of the Jewish people at Yitzias Mitzrayim? So if you assume that we were Bnei Noach, so it could be that the whole Isser was said to the Bnei Noach, and that was when it was instituted. Just to explain how we could apply it to the Bnei Noach. But that's just an aside. So Rabbi said that's just in order to just make some sense in terms of the Chiyuv Misa in this story. But Rabbi said there's another problem with this story. There's another element that needs to be addressed. At the end of the day, Rabbi Isai, where's the information coming from? A Ben Noach that violates one of the Sheva Mitzvot Ben Noach, and we want to give him Misa, Rabbi Isai. What do we need in order to kill him?
Azhara.
We need Azhara, but what do we need in terms of the judicial process? Does anyone know the Gemara Sanhedrin?
Yeah. Witnesses?
How many witnesses?
One.
How many Dayanim? One Dayan, one Aid. One Dayan, one Aid. That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. What's unique to Goyim as opposed to Jews? So, Rabosai, here's my question. Anyone know my question?
No, you could have been Mr. said it was kind of like him being an Aid, meaning.
What Moshe, you're giving me an answer. What's my question?
Why can't Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir kill it?
Aid in the Dayan.
Why can't he? Where's the
Aiden.
Where's the aid? So Rabbi Isai, this leads us, we're all over the Minchas Chinuch today, this leads us to another statement of the Sefer HaChinuch, Rabbi Isai. This is a famous Sefer HaChinuch, Rabbi Isai, or it's Yadua B'Shem the Sefer HaChinuch, that he said, a Chiddush Nifla Ad L'Mod. Listen to what the Sefer HaChinuch says, and the Minchas Chinuch goes to town on him. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Chav Vav tells us, towards the end of the mitzvah, v'zosa mitzvah, he mechlal seven mitzvahs b'nei ha'olam. If this is one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, not to believe in other gods. But there's a difference between Jews and non-Jews. A Jew is not going to be chayav on this avera if he doesn't have witnesses or warning. Bishara umos, but the rest of the goyim ain't tzrichan asra. They do not need a warning. That's a stamazay chiddush. V'chein, listen carefully, everybody. Say, underline this. Yischayvu gan kain behodas piim, masha'ein kain biyisrael tzarech edim. Jews need edim. But Goyim, if they themselves admit that they did an Avera, they are put to death, Rabbi Yisai. Comes along the Minchas Chinuch and says, Loi Matzisu Bishas. What's his taina, Rabbi Yisai? There is no Gemara at all that says what the Sefer HaChinuch just said. All the Gemara reduces, says the Minchas Chinuch, from Jews to Goyim is that what? What we just said. that you don't need three, you don't need 23 dayanim, you need dayan echad, and you don't need two edim, but you need at least one aid. But says the same for Achinach, but says the Minchas Chinuch, but if I myself admit, then what? I'm lacking any edim. So how could the Sefer HaChinuch say what he said? And there's no Gemara like this. So it comes along the Minchas Chinuch and he's trying to work on the Sefer HaChinuch. How can the Sefer HaChinuch say what he said? Doesn't the Gemara say that you need at least one witness? So then the Minchas Chinuch thinks and he says, well, let me get a little creative. When I say that I committed an Avera, maybe that is testimony on myself. Am I testifying that I did myself an Avera? So Rabbi Isai, this really touches on it. I didn't want to put this on the Mar Makomos because it's a really fascinating other sugya. But the Gemara talks about such a concept in Sanhedrin and Daf Tesamid Beis, when a guy walks into Bezdin and he says, Ploni Ravani Lertzoni, someone slept with me. And the Gemara says, we can't accept half of his edus because ain't other Mesa Matsurasha. So the Rishonim have a discussion if you could be considered an aid when you're talking about yourself. The most, right? Is it a problem that you could be considered an aid, but we just can't accept it because you're a karov to yourself? Is that the reason we have to throw out the edus over there? Or the Ravid says, no, by definition, edus is talking about someone external to me, someone outside of me. Anything that I speak about myself, I don't have a shame aid. I'm not considered a witness on that. I'm speaking about myself. So that's a machlokas rishonim, how to address the problem with a statement of, I did this with someone else. What is the problem with your statement? Is it that your statement is talking about yourself and you're a karov to yourself? Or is it that, no, I'm not a psul karov to myself like I am to my sister or to my mother, but rather I'm not an aid about myself because by definition, aid this means to talk about someone else and not to talk about myself. Says the Minchas Chinuch, perhaps that's going to be the nafkamina over here when you apply it to a ben noyach. If a guy says that I did an aveira and he's moda that he did an aveira, says the Minchas Chinuch, if he's just a karov, so krovim are accepted when it comes to bnei noach. Just like we are lenient when it comes to the number of edim and the number of dayanim, so we also allow for relatives when it comes to bnei noach. So if you are considered an aid when it comes to testimony about yourself, like those Rishonim, so then maybe that's what the Sefer HaChinuch meant, that would be acceptable. But says the Sefer Minchas Chinuch, but if you hold like the Ravid, that by definition, a person, when he talks about himself, he's not an aid, so then you're back to square one. You don't understand how the Sefer HaChinuch could say that a person could walk into court and be moda that he did something wrong, and that would be sufficient in order to kill a guy, that he should be now considered to having aidim with Hodas Atzma. So Rabbi Isai, the Minchas Chinuch says he never found a Gemara about this. Before we get to the fact that we do find a Gemara about this, we have a different and alternative understanding of this Gemara. Perhaps, just like the Gemara tells us in Bava Metzia, that when a person is obligating himself in a monetary obligation, Hodas Baldin, is Kameya Edim Dami, that when he's obligating himself, he's Machayiv himself in a certain debt that he says to court, so then even though you don't have Edim, he could be Chayiv. It could be that when it comes to Bnei Noyach, that Hodah, the admission also, could be Machayiv and could allow us to put him to death. And the Sefer HaChinuch never meant it that it was working Midin Eid Echad, like the Minchas Chinuch asked. But rather, there's a chiddush in this parsha that a person who admits when he's a ben noyach, he admits to doing something wrong, then he is chayev misa from that admission, just like a person who admits to obligating himself in mamon would be naman in a court of law, even in a Jewish court of law, even if there are no eid. But Rabbi Isai, in terms of the Minchas Chinuch's question of lo matzisi gemara b'zeh, so the Achronim point out, the Arsameach points out, if you look at Rashi Dira Maschel Mika Safulach on our Gemara, Rashi says in the end, Klum Noistilcha Mina Alia Lechum and Noistilcha Elamina Kochesheba, Uniskavila Atosulik Sheelech Od Yishal Mina Alia, Ubiyad Rabbi Yudim and Mesera Lohaya Lohargo. Rabbi Yudim and Mesera wasn't equipped or strong enough or had the capability to kill him. Mashmos of Rashi is that what? If Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira would have had the capability, just from the admission alone, that this guy said that they fed me the Korban Pesach, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira would have killed him on the spot. So you see, like the Sefer Achinuch Chiddush from our Gemara with Rashi, that is Chayev Misa from an admission. From an admission. You see, you wouldn't have to get Edim. Even from the admission alone, later on in the Gemara, they might have gotten Edim. But from the admission alone, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira would have killed him on the spot. So you see that a guy could be Chayev Misa from the admission, like the Sefer Achinuch was Mechadish. So Rabbi said, we have two incredible chidushim that are coming out of this story in the Gemara in Pesachim, Andaf Gimel Amid Beis, from the story with Ahu Arama that tricked the guy, the Jews, and was going to be killed for this reason. Yeah, guys.
Can question. Can you repeat the two chidushim quickly?
Not really.
I mean, okay, yeah, fine. The first one, where we bring a distinction between why self-admission doesn't work, whether you're your own korov.
That wasn't the first one. That was the second. That was what we just pointed out.
So the second one. So what are the ramifications of both sides?
That he doesn't need an aid. He can rather be killed with just an admission, like the Sefer Achinuch Mechadish. Our Gemara is a proof to that.
No, but we gave reasons as to why self-admission doesn't work. So how does that show that the Gentile?
No, the Minchas Chinuch asks. First he asks. There's no Gemara that says this. Then he says, and if you're going to tell me that it's working because you're being you're testifying on yourself, you are the Eid Echad. So ask the Minchas Chinuch, but that's only true if you accept that you by testifying on yourself are considered an aid. And that's a major machlokas Rishonim in the Sugya and Sanhedrin. When a person testifies that he does an Avera with someone else, is he considered a Karov to himself, or is he just lack of testimony on himself? So I just suggested that perhaps the Sefer Achinuch is saying that it's not working through testimony at all, but just like a person could obligate himself in the monetary courts when he admits in the Jewish monetary courts. So when it comes to Shemes Bnei Noach, a person could be obligating himself to a Chiyuv Misa by his own admission. And the answer to the question of where we find that the Gemara says that, it's our Gemara over here. Because Rashi says that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira would have killed him if he had the capability, even though he had no testimony and all he had was the admission of this guy. Rabbi Isai, anyone here know any Nach? Anyone here know any Navi?
Okay.
Let me take you to the beginning of Shmuel Beis. What does David HaMelech do in the beginning of Shmuel Beis?
He brings the Aaron to Jerusalem.
He kills the Amaleki, right? What did the Amaleki do that he killed him for, Rabbi Isai?
He brought news about
Because he killed Shaul and he bragged about
killed
it.
Killed Shaul. How did David know that he killed Shaul?
Because he had his golden bracelets on.
How did David know that he killed Shaul, Rabbi Isai?
He claimed it himself.
He claimed it himself. What's this araya for, Rabbi Isai? Let's really learn some Nach.
For that you could be your own aid. For that they could be their own aid.
Chavav. Araya from the Navi and Shmuel.
I thought we don't paskin based off of...
I'm not paskining based on that. I also have a Gemara in Pesachim Dav Gimel. I also have a whole explanation over here. But I'm just saying, yeah, now you have araya from Pesachim. You're right. What Moshe is saying is correct. Like some could argue that it was a Rasha and David HaMelech had his own reason. But if you accept the Sefer Achinuch, now you explain a pasuk in Navi makes a lot of sense that he could be killed for his own admission because he was a guy.
The mullet
would have
been killed.
That's a good question. What do you have a din of Amalek? Do you have a chiyuv to kill Amalek outside of Milchama? That's a good question. Okay. Yeah, David. Doesn't sound like he killed him for Amalek. He killed him because he killed Shaul. Yeah, David. And I hear what you're saying.
Could I repeat what he said about Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira and Rashi?
Rashi says that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira lo haya biyado la misam. So the Achronim are medayik, there are Sameach's medayik, it sounds like, but if he would have had the capability, he would have killed him on the spot. Based on what? Based on this guy's admission. So you see that just from a guy's admission alone, like the Sefer HaChinuch, that you can kill him.
Maybe why didn't he have the capability?
It wasn't his biyado because the admission didn't work.
No, I think the pshat in Rashi is that he was weak. He didn't have the ability.
What does that mean?
Like a physical thing?
He was a rav. He was a zakin. I don't think it was a halachic eno biyado. Thought he just wasn't able. But he would have killed him.
But he could get other people too.
Okay. So he let Yerushalayim take care of it. So he said, go up to Yerushalayim and tell them if you could have part of the tail. But in theory, he could have halachically been able to kill him.
But there was no real holdah here, no matter how you twist this case.
Why not?
All he did was ask for the tail, and then they did a chakira, and they found out that he was a guy. The guy never said, I'm a guy.
No, he told Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, I am a guy, and I eat from the shofar. He told Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira.
Rehuda ben Maseira wasn't there. If that was the case, I wanted Rehuda ben Maseira.
No, Rehuda ben Maseira wasn't there. The guy came in and he started heckling Rehuda ben Maseira. He said, I'm a guy. I'm a guy, and I eat Mishofer the Shofer the Pesach.
Rehuda ben Maseira didn't kill him, though.
I know, but Rashi says he could have killed him.
But our real question is, how did the Kohanim, whatever went down next year, how did they kill him?
Okay, fine. That's the question of the first Minchas Chinuch. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira would also have been able to kill him, even though all he had was an admission.
Okay.
Right?
Rabbi, if they weren't involved, we just said that they didn't know, right? If the people, the Jews that gave him the Korban Pesach, if they knew that, if they gave him the Korban Pesach, right? That's not Gezer, though. Why would he be Chayev? They gave it to him.
No, they gave it to him al das that he's a Jew that is shayach to have a chelik in a Korban Pesach. Once he tricks them, that turns into Gezel. A guy can't register to a Korban Pesach, so Mimele, you stole.
Also, he said he stole from Mamon Gavoh, not from the Jews only.
Right, because he can never have a chelik. Yeah, David.
Isn't there a din by Korban Pesach that you're only allowed to have it with your family?
No, you're only allowed to have it with who's registered.
Okay, so this guy would have been technically registered?
Yeah. He pretended to be a Jew. He dressed up like a, you know, like an Israeli. And, you know, like the, he tricked him.
Thank you.
And Moshe.
Does it not matter that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira didn't know he was a non-Jew until after? I mean, he didn't admit outright, I'm a non-Jew and I ate this. He, by the fact that he said something that wouldn't have made any sense, or that he kind of got...
No, that's not true. That's what you guys are confusing. The story starts off, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira knows this guy's a guy. Then the guy admits and he says, I had Korban Pesach. And then Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira tries to signal the guy's in Yerushalayim.
Okay,
so all Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira had was an admission. And yet Rashi says Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira would have killed him. So that seems like the Sefer HaChinuch that says you can kill someone based on his own admission. Everybody say it's a rich Gemara. It's a rich Gemara that we almost skipped. A lot of Yisoides that come out la'alocha about Shev Mitzvah Neinoach, about the mitzvahs of Korban Pesach, that really come out of this sugya. Rabbi Isai, there is one last final part of the sugya that we're not going to do right now, that we're going to save to the last day of Shia, Rabbi Isai, which is tomorrow, which is Toisus. Toisus Me'alya Kasafu wants to know, I don't get it. Why is Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira calling long distance over here, Rabbi Isai? Why is he not in Yerushalayim? Number one, there's a mitzvah to be oil l'regel every yontif, Rabbi Isai. And number two, there's a mitzvah to be makriv, the Korban Pesach. Who exactly just exempted Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira from all of these mitzvahs, Rabbi Isai? Got to ask yourself a basic question.
He said he's very weak.
Okay, so a weak guy is not chayiv in mitzvahs?
Not if he couldn't go. Maybe
they got some serious kulas in Woodmere, let me tell you.
No, it sounds like
if he's outside,
Guys, maybe you're weak. Maybe you should take off this Yom Kippur. Maybe, you know, you guys, you know, you're weak. You're not feeling too well.
It makes sense.
If it's too far to walk, then aren't you supposed to wait till Pesach Sheni?
Rabbi Yisai, so I don't have to even try to go to Eretz Yisrael? So Rabbi Yisai, there in the Tzlach and the Minchas Chinuch, I'm going to send you the Maror Mekoymis, a Geshmak Sugya. But listen up, Torah Shraga, guys. At the end of tomorrow's Sugya, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to text Rabbi Ephra and tell him we just did the Minchas Chinuch and the Tzlach and Gimel Medbeis on Toysis Dira Maskel Me'alya. And you'll give him some nachas. All right, Rabbi Yisai, Yashikayach.
Thank you, Abby.
Rabbi.
Thank you, Abby.